All right, we now move on to item six. This is the West Ventilation Building associated with the Central Wanchai Bypass. This has been to us once before, and we now have representatives from Transport and Highways and Planning Department and the consultancy team, I think, to brief us on the progress they've been making, particularly with regard to I think, ventilation. No doubt they will lead us and steer us. Apollonia, are you going to kick us off?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
While our colleagues are loading our PowerPoint, may I just give colleagues a brief introduction, and then we will go straight into the details. We are pleased to come here with our team to further discuss with members the issue regarding the exterior design of the West Ventilation Building of the Central Wanchai Bypass, or CWB, as called in brief. I will do a short introduction in English to explain to members the flow of our presentation and also the purpose of our briefing. And then, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I will invite some members of my team to go into the details of the specific issues in Chinese.
Please.
No problem.
At the first task force meeting held on the 16th of September, we presented to members the exterior designs of the West Ventilation Building. We showed to members two designs, of which one is being preferred in the case of our public consultation being conducted in around July to September last year. This is the streamlined green roof design. On the other hand, at the meeting, there was a suggestion from members on a few issues regarding visual, air, and noise impact. And here we come back to report further on these areas. In particular, regarding how the government should integrate the West Ventilation Building with the future landscape depth in Central, our consultant has produced two schematic designs to share with members. We hope that we could take this opportunity to have members' views and suggestions regarding the two schemes so that the planning department could take that into account in the planning design brief for the urban design study for the new harbor front, which they will be taking forward. And with us today, we also have a colleague from planning department who will be pleased to answer any questions from members if they may have regard on that aspect. On air quality and the reduction of noise level, we have with us today our consultant from AECAM to explain the technical aspects of these measures. Shortly before meeting on the 25th, and we also received through the secretariat some questions from Mr. Paul Simonin regarding a number of issues West Ventilation Building. And I will have with me our deputy project manager from the Highways Department to try to address Mr. Simonin's issues. So may I now pass the floor to our architect representative to present the designs.
Please, thank you.
各位小组委员会早晨，我是代表海达环球的建筑师。今天我会讲解如何加强西面通风大楼和远景平台的融合设计。大致融合不同的可行布局方案，我们大致归纳为两大类。首先，设计概念上的融合，外观上表达方式、风格用途的一致，感官的共融和同化。 另外就是结构实质上的融合，实体上直接这样结合连接，令它一体化。以下提供两个可行布局方案，两个都是基于规划处中环新海滨而建的远景平台，附近呢，仍建的三座大厦，海岸 码头整齐的轮廓，行人来往的通路，由这边过来，又或者过去码头那边，连接商业区的海滨，预设的天井，或者覆盖范围等等。概念的融合呢， 沿景平台和西面通风大楼作出呼应的和应的。西面通风大楼原本的设计概念呢，是希望令人联想起轻柔的叶子。咁大家可以幻想一下，一块叶子飘落水面形成的涟漪，就由中心点，它的波纹呢就会慢慢向外扩散。而另外呢，行人的流向，例如由东面过来 IFC 或者东面出去码头，这个流向呢会形成另一股动力，慢慢转化呢自然形成流畅的线条，好像见到个 podium 上高咁。咁波纹同埋线条交织重叠呢，就组成一啲互动感有規律嘅图案。平台嘅轮廓呢，原本呢一个係平台轮廓，咁佢会作出一个调整，回应返修订返令佢整体化。而草地行人嘅路面呢，係虚实嘅比较远难天井和個平台是虛實的比較，就有草地和平台就是一個遠難的比較，令到加強海濱的生氣和動感，希望視覺上可以形成一個整體。剖面圖我們看到綠色平台就是那個通風大樓，排氣的百葉窗和那個圓景平台是有舒適的距離的，咁高度空間呢都好協調，平台呢企喺度亦可以望到綠色嘅景觀。我哋選用嘅顏色啦、建材啦同埋遮陽裝置呢都會係共同同化返嘅。咁嚟緊我哋都準備咗一啲電腦模擬圖，看一看實際景觀。呢個係由 IFC 望出平台海港方向嘅景象，咁整個觀感都係好共融，舒適消閒的空間帶出海港的活力的。另外是由海濱平台望回 IFC 的角度，自然流暢的線條和動力呢就好像吸引了遊人呢是歡迎地入去 IFC 的門口的。另外我們都有一些鳥瞰景觀，都是看到呢大家那個配合啦。首先就是有一個比較動感的行人出入的平台通道，另外比較有靜態的草坪提供我視覺的享受。兩者的用途和角色呢都分明的，次序排列都是歸一，達至一個融合的效果。我們都有些行人角度提供，那個景緻都很舒適的。個背景呢就好像有個綠色的山丘咁，作為一個背景的襯托。咁之前呢就講咗概念上嘅融合啦，咁而家就講一講結構實體上融合啦。首先呢，將兩個唔同形態、唔同時間興建嘅建築物要直接相連嘅結合呢，取得平衡，各方面要有考慮取捨。咁我哋主要構思就希望係擴闊呢一個平台可用嘅通路。嗱，依一個係主通道外啦，我哋增添一條副通道，但係避免與通風大樓衝突咧，側面依一條通道咧就要由平台正14慢慢提高，跨過依一個西面通風大樓，去到差唔多正19，然後咧就再接翻落個平台度。咁好處就係佢可以靠近綠色嘅屋頂啦，仲有咧係高嘅位置，可以多角度咁樣。多个选择去欣赏感受身边的空间和景致。咁剖面图呢就很清楚看到他们的关系。咁首先这个是主通道啦，大约是正14的。而这里呢就是副通道，咁他由14就升到上去最高位置大约19，就再落返去14的。咁如果我们选用这个设计呢，地基呢我们都会预先做好准备，等将来的支柱起的时候呢亦可以有呢個空間同埋有呢個結構上嘅配合嘅。咁其他有啲鳥瞰嘅景觀啦，咁睇到呢大家結構實體嘅結合呢可以提高一個較高嘅位置去享受景觀嘅。但兩個唔同嘅 形態和用途配合了直接的重疊呢，用途身份和外形其實個輪廓都會變得有些模糊。咁喺行人嘅角度啦，都會睇到，即係其實都係兩個比較弧形線條都可以配合嘅。咁另外呢個就係睇到遊人可以多一個選擇啦，可以行上另外一條副通道。咁今次咧一個嘅小組咧，我哋都想聽下委員提出意見。咁有關於平台嘅意見咧，我哋將會提供翻規劃處，咁將來建園台平景園景平台先作為一個參考。
主席，各位委員，跟住呢就是第二個議題啦，就睇睇我哋積極加入嗰個空氣淨化系統嘅。咁有鑑於去年9月16日呢喺個會議上面呢，就委員呢就提出呢個提問啦，就想了解多啲關於呢個空氣淨化系統嘅資料嘅。咁我想喺呢度呢做一個介紹嘅。一啲空氣淨化系統嘅特點同或者好處啦。第一呢就呢個系統喺個運作方面呢就有高的穩定性和可靠性的。而第二呢就系统呢就有很高的清除的效率。它可以呢就清除 80% 的二氧化氮和可吸入的懸浮粒子。而第三呢就个系统在长期运作出现这个随时间减退功能的情况呢就较低的。而最后呢这个空气净化系统呢其实已经成功应用于好多外國嘅公路隧道項目嘅，例如喺日本、歐洲好多隧道咧都採用咗呢個空氣淨化系統嘅。嗱，個空氣淨化系統咧主要咧就用嚟吸除呢個懸浮粒子啦，同埋二氧化氮嘅。咁個淨化過程咧其實係分兩個步驟嘅。簡單嚟講咧，第一個步驟咧就係經過圖中紫色嗰部分咧就吸除咗啲懸浮粒子。而第二步呢就經過藍色的部分呢就利用一個化學的過程呢將這個二氧化氮呢就過濾了它。咁經過這個程序呢其實我們就可以去除了 80% 懸浮粒子同埋這個二氧化氮。嗱，這三張相片呢其實就顯示了一些靜電除塵器的組件的，其實是用來呢就吸除那個懸浮粒子的。咁組件呢就可以根據呢個設計嘅需求呢作呢個彈性組合，咁就加減嗰個數量嘅。嗱，跟住呢我想回應呢委員上次個會議上面呢提問到有啲關於空氣淨化系統需要嘅空間啦，可以產生嘅噪音同埋呢個電力嘅需求嘅。嗱，第一就由於我哋喺設計上面呢就已經將個系統嘅機械部分呢就藏咗喺大樓嗰個地庫，咁所以佔用嘅空間呢就唔會令到大樓喺地面以上嘅體積增大嘅。而第二呢就系統呢只係需要將呢個廢氣呢經過一啲過濾嘅媒體，而係唔需要有啲額外嘅機械嘅活動部分嘅，所以就算產生額外嘅噪音呢其實都會相當輕微嘅。而第三呢就由於我哋需要加大風扇嘅馬力啦，咁耗電呢就會有所增加嘅。但係呢就喺呢個隧道運作期間呢，我哋亦都會盡量呢減少啟動風扇嘅數目，咁就減低用電。咁細節呢我會喺下一個環節呢作一個簡單介紹。嗱，第三個議題呢就係就住上次委員提出嘅提問啦，就我哋睇一睇點樣可以減低大樓喺運作期間所發出嘅噪音。首先呢我哋係利用一個靜音嘅方法去減低風扇嘅噪音。為咗減低隧道抽氣系統嘅風扇嘅噪音呢，就喺呢個風扇嘅一頭一尾呢我哋係加裝咗呢個靜音器嘅。喺呢張圖上面呢我哋見到呢中間嗰度呢就係有一把風扇啦。咁前後呢我哋都會裝一啲靜音嘅設施嘅靜音器嘅。咁喺採取咗呢個方法之後呢，其實無論喺大樓外面嘅周邊環境或者喺隧道裏面行車嘅空間呢，其實個噪音水平呢都會達到要求嘅水準嘅。 嗱，我哋亦都評估過咧，即係用咗呢個噪音器之後咧，呢個靜音器之後咧，就由大樓發出嘅噪音咧，對於附近一帶嘅好多噪音敏感受體所受到嘅噪音水平咧，已經顯示咗喺而家呢張幻燈片上邊嘅。咁水平咧，大致上咧就係由40至48分貝嘅，咁係符合呢個環境保護處嘅要求嘅。咁其實水平咧就相等於咧就喺圖書館裏邊咧好細聲咁講說話。咁如果將呢個大樓所產生嘅噪音咧，加上咗個背景嗰個噪音咧，嗱喺中環呢一帶咧，其實日間嘅背景噪音水平咧就大概係65至70分貝嘅。咁如果將呢個40至48分貝嘅噪音加上呢個65至70分貝嘅噪音咧，其實所造成嘅總噪音水平咧，其實會將會係等於翻原本嘅背景噪音嘅，咁就唔會個水平咧唔會有任何改變或者增加嘅。嗱，另外我哋亦都研究咧就其他方可以採取嘅方法啦，達至減低噪音嘅目的。在我們設計上面呢，就是其實風扇呢只是需要用的時候呢就才會啟動的。我們呢就亦都會在這個隧道裡面呢設置一些感應器，監察這個一氧化碳、二氧化氮和能見度的水平，那就用來呢就控制這個風扇的開關的。而在我們的設計上面呢，我們亦都會採用以同一時間呢只是啟動需要運作的風扇，逐逐一啟動，咁就保持呢個運作風扇嘅數目咧喺個最低嘅水平。咁樣做咧，亦都會進一步減低喺呢個交通非繁忙時間所大樓所產生嘅噪音嘅，亦都能夠節省個能源啦。咁而喺上次嘅會議上邊咧，有委員提出咧，利用呢個變頻調速呢個通風系統嚟減低嘅噪音。咁我哋覺得咧，就由於我哋已經建議咗以上兩個方法，包括就加裝呢個靜音器啦，同埋減低呢個運作風扇嘅數目，咁咧已經係達到呢個相同嘅目的噶啦。
主席，各位委員。因應司馬文委員佢提出叫我哋呢就提供多一啲嘅資料關於西面通風大樓。咁首先呢佢希望我哋提出嘅呢就係西面通風大樓嘅尺碼。呢一幅呢係我哋嘅電腦模擬嘅相片。大家可以見到大樓嘅長度呢大概係49米。咁、那個闊度呢就最闊嘅地方呢係30米，高度呢最高嘅位呢就係18米，但係我哋大樓呢喺最高嘅位就會係向東同埋西呢都慢慢咁樣嚟到降低嘅，咁所以呢去到最西邊嗰邊呢嗰、那個高度呢就係離地呢係12米，而係喺東邊呢就是離地是14米的。咁呢個呢就是我哋整體我哋見到呢就我哋綠色呢一個就是我哋嗰個嘅屋頂啦。咁跟住呢司馬文委員呢亦都希望我哋呢提供呢就南北同埋東西嘅切面圖。呢一幅呢就是南北嘅切面圖。在我們由北面開始看，北面呢就是即是我們的海港那邊，那這裡呢我們是有中環的碼頭啦，向南再過一點呢個地方呢就是我們將來的園景平台發展的地方，那在近住碼頭旁邊那個呢就是園景平台將來發展的需要的建設的建築物，在中間的位置綠色有些樹那裡呢就是將來的園景平台，再過南一點呢就藍色的地方呢就是我們所說的西面的通風大樓， 再向南边嗰边最尾嗰边咧，就系国金二期。嗱喺呢度咁多建筑物咧，里边咧我哋可以见得到，呢个嘅中环嘅码头啦，未来喺愿景平台上边发展嘅建筑物啦，同埋我哋嘅通风大楼，佢嗰个最高个顶嘅高度咧，都系一样系正25嘅水平基准。咁喺国金二期嚟讲咧，就是、两个地方咧，我哋系值得注意嘅，分别咧就喺佢嘅第三同埋第四层。第三、第四层咧都系公众嘅空间。嗱，我哋见到第三层咧，佢就系个水平咧就系23.24米嘅水平基准。咁换句话嚟讲咧，就大概系比起我哋嘅通大楼咧就系低1.8米。咁而咧喺佢嘅第四层就系28.24，咁咧就比起我哋嘅通风大楼咧，佢系要高3.几米嘅。咁跟住我哋睇一睇咧，就系、是、东西嘅环切面。咁我哋见到咧喺呢个图片上边咧，就浅黄色咧嗰啲咧就系、是、现有嘅码头，分别系4号码头啦。中間的5號碼頭和再過的6號碼頭，深黃色的位置呢，就是將來在園景平台發展將會呢就是的建築物來的。再向西那邊，再東那邊呢，淺藍色這個呢亦都是園景平台將來呢發展的建築物。好，我哋翻翻喺中間藍色嘅部分咧，就係、是、我哋嘅西園通風大樓。大家可以見到佢嗰個高度咧，因為大家個屋頂咧其實都係同一個高度嚟嘅，就係、是、正25米嘅水平基準。咁而咧，我哋嘅大樓咧係慢慢咧向東同西咧個高度咧係降低嘅。嗱，我哋正話啱啱提過咧。国金二期佢嘅第三层咧，系比起我哋呢度最高嘅嘅屋顶咧，就系、是、低1.8米。咁换句话嚟讲咧，因为我哋咧呢、這个我哋个屋顶咧嘅大楼嘅屋顶咧，其实咧系以1:3大概咁样嘅斜度咧，就向两边嚟嘅倾斜。咁换句话嚟讲咧。就我哋只係有中間嘅部分咧，一小部分咧，係會高過國金二期嘅第三層。嗱，我哋跟住睇到嘅呢一個咧，就係、是、我哋嘅電腦嘅模擬嘅相片，係喺國金二期嘅第三層，即係低層嗰個嘅公眾空間嗰度望出嚟。我哋可以見到，其實咧就只係中間嗰個位咧有少少咧。就是高過國金二期的第三層嘅啫。咁跟住呢一幅嘅電腦嘅模擬相片咧，就見到喺第四層，即係我哋主要嘅國金二期主要嘅公眾空間咧，其實望出嚟咧，其實我哋係對佢冇乜嘅阻礙嘅。另外司馬文委員咧就亦都提出咧。就叫我哋咧就讲一讲，到底我哋嘅通风大楼对于即系附近嘅空气，特别系咧一啲嘅敏感受体有啲咩影响？我哋知道咧就喺香港嚟讲咧，主要嘅空气嘅嗰啲嘅污染物咧就有两类，一咧就系、是、二氧化氮，第二类咧。就是可吸入的圓球粒子。咁呢一幅嘅圖咧，係俾我哋見到咧，就我哋裝咗空氣淨化系統之後咧，即係我哋將來通咗車，咁嗰、那個二氧化氮濃度嘅嗰個嘅分布。嗱喺呢度我哋見得到嗰啲嘅紅色嘅字同埋線，咁咧就同一條線。裏面咧就係、是、同一個嘅濃度嘅，咁咧我哋喺中間嗰度就係最高嘅，大家見到係一百 180，咁咧就而我哋嗰個標準咧，現在嘅標準咧就係300微克，咁所以咧其實我哋係遠遠咧係低於，又或者話係喺我哋嗰個嘅標準之內嘅。咁我哋再睇咧，跟住咧就係、是可吸入嘅鉛浮粒子咧，個濃度咧，我哋最濃嘅地方喺中間嗰度咧就係、是、65，咁而個標準係180。咁呢個亦都係咧，就遠遠係低過嗰個可以准許嗰個濃度。咁換句話嚟講咧，其實嗰個空氣嘅質素咧係相當唔錯嘅。最後咧，就阿司馬文委員咧就亦都提咗一個問題，就係話咧，我哋會幾時係可以俾佢見到就係、是、大樓嘅環境及視覺嘅影響評估？可能啊。委員啊，司馬委員可能近期太過忙，因為咧，其實呢個問題咧，我哋書面咧曾經答過佢噶，就喺我哋喺2010年9月15日，我哋有封信咧係我自己出嘅，係俾阿司馬文委員嘅。咁喺信裏邊我都有提過，就我哋喺2001年嘅環境影響評估，咁喺當中咧亦都包括咗環境及視覺影響評估在裏面。咁當時呢，我哋已經將國金二期係擺入去作為其中一個敏感嘅受體。咁喺呢度呢一幅嘅圖片呢，其實就係我哋個報告書裏面攞出嚟嘅。咁或者我都簡單講一講，我哋報告研究嘅報告結果呢，就話呢，只要我哋呢採取一啲消減嘅措施，咁呢我哋呢個嘅西面通風大樓呢所造成嘅影響係可以接受嘅。咁到底乜嘢係呢啲嘅消減措施呢？咁其實呢就係、是、第一，就係、是、喺地面水平呢係需要做一啲綠化，特別係種一啲樹。第二呢係要我哋有一個嘅具質素嘅大樓同埋隧道嘅出入口嘅設計。咁呢一啲嘅消減措施呢，我哋係一一都係會落實嘅。咁換句話嚟講呢，就我哋個通風大樓對周圍嘅敏感受體喺呢一個嘅環境以及視覺嘅影響呢係可以接受嘅。多謝大家。
Is that all?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Just before we go into questions, I let the responses to Paul Zimmerman's questions go because I think the answers were helpful to members generally, but on the last occasion both Paul and Peter had to declare interest on this issue. Where do you stand today? Because we need to be very clear. Are you involved? Well, you did last time. No longer have one. But you're no longer. I mean, the conflict arises if you're engaged by IOC.
No, we're not.
You're not. Okay, Paul.
I'm not engaged by IOC. My conflict last time that I declared was very simple, on the basis that we were running a public campaign and that we were against the location of this event, and we continue to be against the location of the event as designed in Hong Kong, but we have absolutely no financial reasons for that. We're doing it in public interest, and we continue to be of the opinion that
so you are not conflicted. All right,
I don't think so. No, I mean, unless depending how you define conflict, sir.
No. You could have views by all means. Right, questions, please. Not you, Paul. Let someone else go.
No, I appreciate it, Chairman, but I have to leave, and I'd like to leave you with two comments, and I'll be out of here. So if you give me excuse me for I have to give a speech. That's 12:30.
Two comments then, please.
My first comment is my suggestion to the administration that they do not misrepresent information. The additional bulk for the APS is suggested that it goes below ground, but this building is put on the rooftop of the tunnel. So if you do not have the APS in there, of course you can have a lower height. So to suggest that you are hiding it underground, to me, is a misrepresentation to a very severe extent, and that to me is the reason why people don't trust government, because this is the way you talk. We have said if you add the APS, you increase the bulk, and therefore you have to be higher. If you don't need the APS, you can build lower. You can't go underground further than the roof of the building. So to me, that is, again, it is such an unnecessary attempt to misrepresent that I'm extremely disappointed with that. And I just leave that as a comment. On the rest of the information provided, we've just been provided with the information that we've requested. I've no other time to look at it. I will make my comments after the meeting, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else like to comment on the material we received? Please.
Yes, I just like a clarification regarding the RSP level. I mean, we are all concerned about this. Just now the data that was given ranges about 48, I think, around there. Does it mean it's just the RSP emission from the machine that you're talking about? Or does it what would be the level when it's superimposed with all the traffic going, you know, along this area? Because I think it's the overall that we are concerned about.
Thank you. Any other questions, points people want to make? If you are, please.
If I may, I would like to speak in Cantonese.
Please do. Please, please.
我想問即係嗰個首面圖咧，即係唔係而家投影呢張啊，即係喺嗰個文件嗰度咪有啲切面圖，咁有啲空間，有啲好似房間嘅嘢。 喺最頂層，即係最高嗰點嘅水平去到25米，即係裏邊嗰啲設計，當然你哋係工程師啊、專家，我哋唔知。即係嗰啲房間其實係咪有啲仲可以降低啲嗰個高度咧？即係你係做咗個形，即係跌落，即係砌落去啦，即係冚落去，即係為咗佢美觀，即係流線啦。但係唔係一定，即係一定要咁嘅嚇。即係嗰個形係任你畫嘅啫嘛，即係一個自由嘅曲線嚟噶嘛。 另外呢，就係即係喺嗰兩個方案呢，平面去睇呢，有個有條橋跨過嗰個通風大樓嗰個呢。如果你問我呢，我就覺得嗰個就唔係咁好啦，即係用途就不大。即係啲人會特登行上去嗰個橋，接近嗰個叫通風大樓。雖然佢係綠化，但係就冇咩睇嘅。咁所以呢，就即係反為呢，另外嗰個方案呢，就比較實際。 咁另外嗰個方案點解會好啲，就係因為你睇埋嗰個噪音嗰個圖呢，那個示意呢，即係距離遠啲呢，始終係有啲好處，即係嗰個噪音又會低啲咁。咁但係你亦都可唔可以嗰個曲線呢，亦都係即係另外嗰個方案，即係冇橋嗰個呢，係咪即係一定要用把間尺呢去直線咁畫？係咪可以做到一個比較似一個拋物線，即係巴拉巴拉咁樣？ 因為你嗰個地面嗰條路呢，你喺第一個方案都冚住啦，係嘛？即係因為你嗰度係最窄啊嘛，嗰個位同埋多人啊，咁你都可以做多啲即係所謂綠化嗰啲嘢。咁講返嗰個高度啊，即係我你，淨問問你，睇可唔可以減低佢？因為雖然你將佢個高度同等同嗰個即係平台嗰個建築嗰個高度話同佢一樣咁高，就冇特別突出啦。 咁但係個觀感呢，因為近距離睇嘅同遠距離睇會有唔同嘅，即係喺近距離度睇嘅人呢，雖然嗰個建築物嘅高度係一樣嘅，但係佢嗰個視覺嘅影響係會大過，即係嗰個平台嗰個影響。Andrew,
please. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. Noise appears to be manageable. Air emissions I'm not so certain about, and I raised the question about the current versus the future air quality objectives. We're quite close at 180 micrograms per meter cube emissions. We're quite close to 300, and where we're going with the future air quality objectives is where we should really be concerned about. So I have questions to ask about the future AQOs and anticipation, because this is probably one of the major concerns. The RSP I'm less concerned about maybe than the NOx
at the 80% control level, I'm surprised that, you know, we've got a scrubber system that's only 80% efficient. Seems to me that that's fairly, you know, that's fairly inefficient. And why not 90 or more percentage efficiency? You know, because again, if we're talking about public health in this area and we've got quite a close interface, this is going to be a world-class waterfront. I really want to be seeing us pushing, you know, the boundaries. I appreciate that in other tunnels, this technology has been used and it's been perfectly acceptable, but other tunnels in this kind of location, I'm not sure if that's the case. So still have some questions over the air emissions and the control and whether that's adequate. And what does good look like for this particular type of area? I asked previously about the exclusion zone around the vent and what the exclusion zone would be. 180 micrograms per meter cubed is not in line with World Health Organization guidelines at a long-term exposure level. So what is that parameter that you're quoting there? What is that that contour for air emissions? Are you talking about a 24-hour mean? Is that a 1 year? Is that a 1 hour? So I'd like to know a little bit more detail, really, before I could give clear comment on that issue. Height of the building, I just don't see it either. I just don't see us going higher than an observation deck from the IFC in this location. It really is unconscionable.
All right, some good technical questions, particularly in the context of future standards. Peter?
Well, I think on a general point, of course, it underlines how far we still have to go in instilling priorities on the waterfront that accord with established principles and objectives for the harbour. I have to say that the initial study for the central reclamation that I directed, I can claim responsibility for actually convincing Graham Barnes that we should have an underground trunk road, and that was 21 years ago, as opposed to an at-grade or elevated road. So, you know, at the time, the objective was to reduce environmental impact to the waterfront as far as possible. And 21 years later, we're still debating this sort of issue of total intrusiveness. 21 years ago, we certainly weren't considering the location of ventilation buildings. But as it is, we're left to trying to somehow reduce impact. And I would just make three points. I would like to see feasibility details of the proposed green roof, how it works, how it's irrigated. I've picked up a lot of questions raised by various people as to how it will be maintained, and I think we needed more information on that. I'm actually still very confused, having looked at the document and heard the presentation, of the two deck integration alternatives, and I do wonder if these could be explained further, because I would say that it looks a bit of a mess at the moment, and I can't help feeling that it should be rationalised. And like other commentators, I'd also said that I'm completely unconvinced about the overall height and why it can't be reduced. The roof of the IFC Mall is a public space, and it does enjoy good views of the harbour, and this needs to be, I think, respected as far as possible.
Okay, any other?
Mr. Chairman, please. 都回应了上一次我们都提出了希望平台能够跟通风大楼的融合，事实上设计就见仁见智，但我觉得都起码是一个回应。我同意第一个计划的一条楼梯，实际上是作用不太，有多少画蛇添足的感觉。反过来第二个相对我觉得都是可以接受的，但是我都同意 之前谭生讲那个真的都是硬一点，那个设计都比较硬一点，能不能够再有些流线型的设计呢，会比较好一点。另外呢，我有一个关心的地方，就是因为看到那个设计的平台，其实我们刚才上一份文件都讨论过几个码头，接下来可能会有一个叫做扩建的情况，都可能会跟这个平台一个融合。 所以我自己评估，因为我本身中西区，我自己评估可能平台的人流就开始会多，而这个平台的人流多，可能也都议会或者一些团体都很希望透过这个平台搞一些活动的。譬如我现在都知道天星码头，平时星期六星期日他都有一些码头的买卖，有机农作物买卖那类的活动。我觉得这个平台能不能够做多一些 呢一类嘅设备俾佢哋能够即系礼拜六日做一啲咁嘅即系跳蚤市场好，或者一啲嘅大型嘅活动好，俾佢哋一个空间咧。因为我见到呢个平台嘅设计咧，实际上就系一块地嘅啫，冇其他嘅设施，能唔能够喺呢方面再谂一啲咁嘅设计方便，即系将来搞活动咧？另一个咧就系、是、我哋而家睇啲图咧都觉得好靓，但系咧实际上咧去到一个现实嘅情况就系、是。咁嘅地方咧係冇人會去嘅，點解咁講咧？因為太曬，即係尤其是你諗下三十幾度嘅夏天咧，有乜可能我會企喺嗰個地方暴曬去搞一啲活動咧？所以我覺得即係上蓋遮陰啊，或者一啲咁嘅任棚嘅設施咧，都要考慮去確保嗰個地方係真係用得到、行得到。如果唔係咧，又真係整咗個地方出嚟就愛嚟曬太陽，就冇乜特別意思嘅。嚇，呢幾個係我嘅意見。
Thank you. Anybody else want to make a comment? All right, team, a fair number of comments and observations, I mean, some of which you'll be able to answer today, some of which you may want to take away and think about. Clearly, the linkages and the decking is an issue on which members have views. Andrew raised some very good points on the standards that you're setting, and again, you might want to respond to those. The height of the building doesn't go away, I'm afraid. Remember last time we did focus, and we did ask you to focus on the massing and the height. I think you told me when I talked to you recently that this was a function in due course of detailed design, but you may want to respond to that now because the height is something that I think we remain very, very concerned about, in particular its impact on the surrounding area. But maybe between you take as many of the questions as you can now and then respond in writing to the rest. Thank you.
系，多谢主席。咁或者我首先咧回应一下咧，因为其实好多委员咧都有提出过，就话究竟我哋有冇一个空间可以将我西通风大楼咧嗰个高度咧再揿低。其实咧，我哋喺上一次嘅会议入边咧，我哋咧都尝试向委员咧去解释咧。我哋而家呢一个西通风大楼嗰个高度点样嚟嘅？其实咧，我哋基本上个大楼同埋地底下面嘅设施咧，都系咧去安置我哋嗰个隧道所需要嘅仪器。有某部分嘅仪器咧，我哋系可以摆落去地底嘅。譬如我哋而家讲紧我哋个空气净化系统就系一种我哋可以摆喺地底嘅仪器，因此我哋都将佢摆咗落去。但系剩低喺我哋点解有一啲仪器一定要摆个喺个地面？而令至到咧，我哋嗰个大楼确切系有一个相当大嘅一个相当嘅体积咧，就系、是、有一啲譬如我喺操作上面，我一定要系摆喺地面咧，我喺操作上面先顺畅，先至安全啦。亦都有啲系一个防火方面咧嘅要求啦，等等。咁所以咧，其实咧，我哋当局咧，同其实各个委员咧嘅意愿都一样，我哋揿得几低，我哋尽量揿。我哋而家头先大家睇到各个幻灯咧，系我哋喺而家呢一个点，我哋可以做到最低嘅一个一个高度。我哋暂时咧似乎都会系唔可以呢一个阶段可以做到啲乜嘢。但系咧，其实咧，我哋下一个契机咧，就系因为我哋将会咧做我哋个大楼咧嘅详细设计。咁其实咧，我哋睇个详细设计嘅时候咧，我哋会去睇咧有两方面嘅嘢，因为我哋头先讲嘅机械咧，我哋就真系咧就住啲机械，我点样摆啊？啲机械啲大细会唔会可以咧就到我哋嘅设计，令到我哋可以再揿低咧？同埋亦都系就系话我个设计个结构，我可唔可以再有机会可以揿低咧？呢一啲咧都会喺我哋去做详细设计嘅时候咧，我哋一一咧再会去细心去睇。以求其实同大家委员嘅意向都系一样，尽量将嗰个高度咧就再可以下降，我哋尽量下降。咁头先咧，有委员咧就亦都就住我哋向大家今日提出嘅两个愿景平台啦，同埋我西福通风大楼嗰、那个点样大家衔接、点样配合嘅方案俾咗意见，我哋非常之感谢。咁咧其实咧，譬如有委员咧，似乎有几位委员咧，都系对咧呢一个我哋喺呢个概念上融合嗰个方案觉得比较好，但系你哋亦都就住，譬如嗰啲画线系咪可以画到冇咁直，可以画得弯啲啊，或者其他方面嘅细节咧，我哋绝对乐意咧系可以咧喺真系到时咧个愿景平台嗰个详细设计度咧，我哋咧就会可以再睇，亦都包括头先陈学峰委员咧就系、是。 第二个就是说平台本身它的使用的情况，譬如人流啊、设施啊、或者会不会可能有些遮阴的地方呢，那我们规划处的同事呢就一一记低下来，那他们会在下一阶段他去做那个远景平台他那个设计和规划那个大纲的时候呢，他们亦都会写在入面，那亦都在他们迟些会推展有关的功夫的时候呢，亦都会依翻的程序呢是做公众咨询的。那呢就至于关于头先是在个空气质素那里方面呢，细节呢我一阵或者会可以请我的顾问呢去同大家呢做一解释。但是有一点呢，头先是 Mr. Thompson 呢他提出过呢，就是说啊那个新A超同埋我哋而家俾大家个毒素嗰个问题呢，因为呢我哋而家呢喺法例上呢现今都系推行系都系啱嘅 AQO 呢，我哋叫做空气质素指标呢，其实呢我哋而家喺我哋嘅规划上呢，我哋设计上呢已经达至咗。咁至于头先 Mr. Thompson 所提及嘅新嘅空气质素指标呢，其实呢而家呢都系喺一个讨论嘅阶段。咁我哋自己去睇呢，就系话其实呢环保署呢喺过去啦，同埋喺将来佢哋呢已经系研究緊呢，其实佢哋仲系有好多嘅一啲改善空气质素啦，减低呢一个碳排放呢啲咁嘅建议呢啲计划呢，其实已经实行咗或者一一实行咗。咁我哋都相信呢，我哋呢嘅空气质素加上我哋头先所提及我哋嗰个空气净化系统加上嚟呢，我哋觉得呢我哋系喺嗰个质素度呢，我哋会系应该系会非常之可以接近到呢系可以更加做得更加好嘅。咁就至于关于譬如空气质素嗰啲详细嘅问题，或者我可以请我哋AECOM 嘅 consultant 去同大家再进一步解释。
系主席，头先有委员亦都询问过，就系话呢个 RSP 嗰个水平咧，系咪净系考虑到呢个由隧道产生嘅？咁其实头先阿钟生所提嘅所有数字，所有嘅水平咧，其实系个整体数字嚟嘅，系个 cumulative 嗰个数嚟嘅。就即係話已經考慮咗呢、這個中環灣仔繞道隧道噴出嚟嘅污染物同埋周邊嘅道路網絡車輛產生嘅污染物嘅濃度嘅。咁至於頭先另外有委員亦都提到話呢、這個空氣淨化系統其實嗰、那個去除嗰個效率 80%， 其實有冇得可以再提高呢？其實呢個 80% 係一個比較保守嘅數字嚟嘅。咁當然喺第時個詳細設計咧，我哋會盡量將呢個去除嗰、那個效率呢個數字咧係提高嘅。我嘅回應係咁多。
其實我哋初步咧都有一啲嘅做呢、這、一個。天台加埋陸地嘅 manufacturer， 咁佢哋其實都冇問題嘅，係可以做到起碼30度嘅斜面嘅。咁我哋會喺深化嗰陣時候就會加入一啲嘅fall arrest system， 咁係放去 maintenance 嘅。咁呢啲我哋 detail design 嗰時候我哋都會考慮。
或者頭先咧，亦都有委員咧提及咧，係個使用個天台嘅平台嗰個 exclusion zone 嗰個問題。因為其實咧呢一個我哋都喺上一次嘅會議，其實都有考慮過，我哋都有睇過。因為咧，我哋講緊平台頭先個斜度，大家亦都有提及過啦，係講緊一個1:3嘅斜度，其實係一個好高嘅斜度嚟嘅。咁我哋咧亦都咧第二咧就係、是、話，其實咧我哋個天，我哋嗰個綠化嗰塊樹葉咧。其實個頂呢，大家如果留意到嗰個而家個圖呢，嗰、那個白色嗰個窿呢，其實係一個出風口嚟。因此呢，我哋覺得呢喺安全上啦，同埋喺我哋嗰個機械嘅運作上呢，我哋係絕對唔建議呢有人呢係可以行到上去。但係呢，我哋其實呢喺我哋而家呢做嗰個概念融合嗰度呢， 我明白大家想尽量接近我哋而家呢个好靓嘅绿屋顶，咁所以我哋譬如喺设计上都尽量个距离，大家可唔可以拉近啲？设计上大家可唔可以融合多啲？咁就令至到咧，大家咧就系可以享受到呢个咁好嘅环境。但系如果以真系行上去嗰个概念嚟计咧，呢一个咧我哋就唔会建议嘅。多谢主席。
Thank you very much. You described this as a conceptual design, and you mentioned several times in your presentation that you were going to be embarking on detailed design, and you thought that could well bring about further improvements. When are you proposing to embark on detailed design, and in particular, when do you think you'd have something to come and share with the task force? Because I think conceptual designs are fine, but I think at the end of the day, what we would really like to look at is your design proposals.
主席，你提出嗰、那个概念嗰、那个嗰、那个设计，你系意思系指嗰个通风大楼本身啦，因为系讲紧呢一个愿景平台嗰个设计咧。
I'm including both.
咁或者首先我讲咗我个通风大楼嗰个设计啦，咁我都有同我哋路政署嘅同事同埋我哋嘅顾问研究过，我估我哋大致上如果而家嘅进度嚟计咧，我哋去到2012年初咧，我哋应该会有一个比较好嘅概念，就话我哋嗰个大楼嗰个外观个设计，包括入边我哋啲机械啊点样摆设咧，应该就会有一个比较实在嘅一个概念嘅。咁就至於圓景平台，或者我請Plan B 嘅同事同大家解釋一下。
咁關於話圓景平台方面嘅設計咧，其實我哋就都一路同緊係Highways Department 路政署嗰邊咧都有同埋佢嘅顧問咧都有一路合作嘅。咁我哋會因應翻，譬如考慮埋今日委員嘅意見，咁然後最終睇下選取個方案係佢哋嗰個方案一啦，定係方案二嗰個選取，咁然後就會係配套咧係修改翻我哋嘅規劃同埋個規劃個大綱。咁至於話詳細嘅設計咧，其實呢一個地段咧會係一個綜合發展區嚟嘅。咁我哋都會係針對佢咧，就會做一個叫 planning and design brief， 去規管翻將來嗰個發展。咁我哋喺嗰個做呢個嘅大綱嘅規劃大綱時候咧，其實都會係將我哋所有嘅要求咧，就會列明咗出嚟。但係至於去到詳細設計咧，就會係當到時嗰個發展嗰、那個負責發展嗰個嘅發展商咧，就會去做一個詳細設計。咁但係大家可能都會記得咧，其實係第一同第二號地盤咧，都係我哋建議咧係做一個 public cooperation 嗰個計劃 partnership 嗰個計劃嘅，咁所以我都相信咧，就委員都一定會係全程都會係會俾好多意見喺成個嗰、那個一號二號用地嗰個設計同埋個平台嗰個設計嘅。
My point is that we would like to continue to work with you closely. This is going to be a very sensitive project. Let's not duck it. And therefore, I think as you develop your detailed design, I think we would like to be, I wouldn't say consulted, but I think we'd like to be involved, even if it's informally. So could I encourage a dialogue between now and the beginning of 2012? And then obviously in 2012, you bring your detailed designs to the task force. But I would hate you to get to a final solution, if you like, or what you thought was a final solution for you to come to the task force and for us to throw our hands up in horror and say it just doesn't, you know, fit with the harbour principles, etc., etc. So I would encourage you to work with us over the next 12 months, if you can. Well, not if you can, if you would, on both the deck and the building.
Hey, 主席，在我那个新通风大楼那方面呢，其实我们现在呢，如果委员呢就住我哋其實做嗰個設計咧，都係講緊嗰個高度嘅問題。其實個樣咧，我哋而家聽翻，譬如我哋做較早前做公眾諮詢咧，其實大保票上都會支持我呢一塊頁嘅呢個方案。咁我哋就會以呢一個基礎咧，就係會繼續咧就去推展我哋嘅詳細設計。咁但係咧，我哋樂意咧就係喺我哋譬如我哋到時個設計，譬如喺個高度嗰度，我哋有啲乜嘢進展或者點樣嘅時候咧，我哋都可以翻嚟咧小組咧就向小組匯報。
Thank you. Please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a small follow-up. I think apart from the height of the ventilation building, members has expressed concern. But in fact,
Andrew, the first concern that of the efficiency of the air purification system. Of course, this is subject to final design, so I hope that when we next hear about it, and certainly before, Chairman, as you say, before everything is finalized, we'll receive some good news apart from any possible lowering, well, no matter how big or small it is, as well as improvement in the efficiency of the air purification system. Thanks.
多謝主席, 絕對樂意,
anybody wish to make any more points? All right, well, thank you. Obviously, we made some progress, but we hope we can make even more over the next 12 months, all right? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.